Hello and welcome to What the Head Crab episode 10. Thank you for joining me. I'm sorry I'm a day late. I reformatted my PC on Friday and it took a little bit longer than expected. When doesn't it do that? Before we get started on the news, I want to talk to you about a change. From this episode forward, everything will be focused on the video version of this. So if you're actually listening to the podcast, this could be one of the last podcasts you listen to. Although I will try to make the podcast available, but I don't guarantee for how much longer. One change that you will notice, though, is that you will no longer be able to play the podcast directly from the episode itself, at least not through my player. If you have a modern browser, the download button will be able to play it for you. So, for example, if you right-click, you can save the episode and then play it on whatever device that you want to. Or if you left-click, if you have a modern browser, it should play within the browser itself. Otherwise, you'll have to be using the video. All right, so that's the main change. Secondly, there won't be any commentary within the text links anymore. So if I scroll down very quickly, you'll see that I'm just linking to the items that I'm talking about. In the past, I had like this text commentary where I kind of read what it was and it sort of made it, you know, useful in the post. But now, because it's going to be video focused, essentially, if you don't watch the video, it won't really make much sense. So that's it. Those changes might necessitate some kind of change in the menu system. So instead of it being in the listen, perhaps it will have to be in the watch section, but I'll figure that out at the end. There's no pick of the episode yet because I haven't decided. So we'll have to see the post later on. So here we go. Let's talk about this one. Now, I'm not sure how to pronounce this. I don't know if it's Barnell and Kate. Now, what this is about is that somebody has taken these models and made them available in Half-Life. Now, I don't know whether they're working single-player mods, and I don't know exactly how it works. So basically, you can see the sort of images here. They're a little bit sexy, but I'm excited about this, not because, you know, because of the boobs, but because of the fact that it's always nice to have changes of models, and I've never really experimented with that, and I think that I'm getting close to actually doing that, and perhaps this is the one that that I do it with. So you can see all of the credits here. The images look interesting. It does say everything to work properly in Half-Life, so, you know, fingers crossed. So if you test that out before I do, you know, put a comment on the video telling me if it works or not. So that's that. Next one, from the same author, in fact the next two are from the same author, is the double laser beam. So here you've got this situation where the mines, the remember what they're called now, but those ones that you put, trip mines, that's it, the ones that you stick on the wall, they've got double laser beams, and one of these weapons here, which looks like the hand hive, but in a very strange hand hive. So double laser beams there, and orange beam smoke. So I've got no idea. So for the Gauss gun or Gauss gun on the RPG, when you fire it, you've got, you know, orange smoke and orange laser beams. So if you're into those kind of things, then, you know, that's pretty cool for you. All right, next up is zombie survival map for Half-Life 2. This looks pretty basic. Come on, I mean, look at this one image. It looks really simple and basic. But who knows? Perhaps these kind of maps are fun for you. I mean, they're not fun for me. I will add it to the site in the next few days or week. But if you're interested in survival zombie maps, then this is for you, for sure. No doubt about that. Next up, Raising the Bar. Now, Raising the Bar is a mod that I featured in the last episode. And in fact, they got the episode of the month with the concept art. And look at some of these images. I can't wait to get to play this. And I'm actually going to contact the team and see if I can get an advanced build. That looks really interesting. Now, this is not concept art, as you can see. This is I'm hoping that this is in-game. It's not some sort of rendered scene that they've made just to look pretty. I'm hoping that this is what it's like in-game. Very, very interesting. So good work for those guys there. And the last one there, yeah. And that was the image from last week. So check out those images. Next one up, Black Mesa Opposing Force, new music. Now this, this is new to me. So basically somebody's making Opposing Force with the Black Mesa assets. Okay, good luck to them. And then you've got some music here. If you're interested in sort of game music, check it out. It looks pretty basic at the moment, but I'm sure that there's, you know, plenty of work to do. And as it says, it's work on progress. It should be WIP, work in progress. Anyway, so keep an eye on those boys or girls, whoever. All right, now we got three pieces of news from Half-Life Update mod, and I'm super excited about all of them. Let's start with the first one. The first one is there's an alpha available. All right, this is build 108. I do not know whether that means he's built 107. I doubt it, but probably one and then like a 0.8. But anyway, you can check out the downloads. I'm going to give this a go. I don't normally muck about with demos, but I'm going to give this a go because this is a really interesting mod for me, which is unusual because I'm normally only interested in new maps and new content. But this is, you know, just redoing things. So let's check out some of those images. So you've got this PCV boot up. So one of the things that it does now is it covers opposing force and blue shift. So you've got this one here. Next one along. You've got the, I suppose this is to do with the flash or the muzzle or something, or maybe the ejection of the cartridge. I'm not really into that kind of stuff. Okay, so here you can see the subtitles themselves, all, you know, looking very clear and easy to read. You can change the colors, which is kind of cool. Not really sure what this is showing me. Maybe you'll be able to tell me. That's maybe a challenge. There we go. This is the some of the game settings, and these are awesome. He's done a really good job here. Plenty of placeholders, but you know, it's pretty cool to see that. And this next one is the cool one. This is where you actually get to see chat the selection. So just like in Half-Life 2, in Half-Life 1, you can actually check the chapter, select the chapter. That's the word I'm looking for. I think these ones are new ones. Yeah, this is talking about the new models. These are taken from the opposing force, and they're in Half-Life, and here you've got the different colours telling you about the, you know, you can just hear that voice, you know, that male voice in the background. Anyway, so the last one for today, and there you go, this is the boot up sequence, which is quite long. So that was that, and then the last one is to do with a progress update. So watch the video if you're interested, sort of goes into all of the details. Big news, I suppose, is that he's decided to stick with Xash 3D. Now, the last piece of news was basically he's not going to do that because of legal issues, but it looks like he has. And every time he updates, look, he updates so much stuff, and the updates are quick. Definitely going to be following this. I'm even hoping to make this mod the first one in a new series. I won't say too much about it just yet, but hopefully I'll be able to show you a lot more information about this mod soon. So follow that. It's called Half-Life Update Mod. Good. Close those. There we go. Now, Residue Life has got some images. These are actually sketches. So if you're interested in the development process, whoop, big jump there, you can see the sort of the work that's been going on. So follow that. Maybe you could figure out where you're going to go next and get some sneak ideas into what's going on. All right, so we've got ourselves a kind of a robot looking there. So follow that if you're interested. Black Mesa has, of course, check-in. This is a piece of news to tell you that there's no piece of news, which for those curious people will know that on the 18th of April, 1930, BBC Radio London broadcast the news, and the news was, there is no news. So this is kind of what that's doing. It's a little bit more than that, you know, it's saying that he may be looking for help, but basically saying, I'm sorry, there hasn't been any more news because I've been doing other things. All right, good. All right, Half-Rat's Parasomnia. There is a demo available. Mr. Half-Rat actually Skyped me and said, do you want to play? And I was like, yeah! And then nothing happened, and then I completely forgot about it. Anyway, so there's a download available. I think I'll try this and maybe post a video soon. So plenty of details for you to read, lots of screenshots, picture of me there. Look, you can see that. Oh, looks like I'm dead. And believe it or not, there is a picture of some spiky models, which is quite funny. But this is not about, you know, how many polygons you can get in the models. It's about having a bit of fun and building some cool stuff. So I'm quite pleased with that. And there is Mr. Half-Rats himself. Yes, he's just had his Dr. Pepper and his Pepsi, and he's just chilling out. And he doesn't look very happy, does he? But maybe because not enough people have downloaded the demo. So download the demo and make him happy. And if we can, how many downloads have we got? Let's see how many we got. We got downloads today, 218. If we can get him to 500, I'll make sure he posts a picture of him smiling. That is the challenge. 500 downloads with a picture of Mr. Half-Rat smiling. Good. Next one is Half-Life Modding Kit. Here we go, what we got here? Well, basically it's like a bunch of tools and tutorials, which we'll come on to, to help you, you know, build mods and stuff. And I haven't done any exploration about this, but it looks like it could be an interesting idea. So there's plenty of stuff for you to read on about here. So you know, if you're a modder, you might want to do this. I got the feeling it's more to do if you're a new modder, but who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, you tell me and I'll correct that in the next episode. Whoops. Next up, Hazard Course Update 1.1. Now, basically, you need the original Hazard Course, which is Half-Life Hazard Course, which was a pretty cool mod. And this is an update for it. Now, I don't know if this is by the same author, but I don't think so. Something about that says that it's not. Don't know what it was that reminded me. Anyway, so if you click on this, it's a very small file. It's like 19 kilobytes. I don't really understand that. And this is the version you need. And I've got this on the site as well. And it's pretty cool. It's really hard, actually. I think I'll be, you know, doing some videos on this soon. So you'll need this before you can play with this, which is a bit confusing because you've got this version 1.1, but you need version 2. So they need a little bit of work on how they present that. All right. Next up, Brain Bread, the Road to Early Access. Brain Bread is a very famous Gold Source mod. This is version 2 being made to on Source. And you can see here that, you know, you can get early access, you can, you know, watch the streams and all of those kind of things. And it looks pretty cool, you've got to say that. Well, you don't have to, but I'm telling you to say it, so say it. And I love these containers, so, can't see that. So close that, check that out, give that a look. And there's an FAQ there, if you want to get access there. All right, final one for the main links. Here we go. Now, one of the strange things about ModDB, and I'm not complaining, I'm just highlighting a strange thing, is that when you sort of look through the mods, you often see a sort of a mod selected. I'm not going to be able to find it now, but you'll see a mod selected, and you'll sort of see, you know, 7 hours, 12 minutes, or something has been updated. All right. And often that's because the author has updated something. But here, we got this 15 hours and 38 minutes ago. So I'm going to click on this. We come back to fast.rect, don't worry. And okay, so I'm like, okay, so what's new? And it's like April 8th. Well, that's not like 19 hours ago. What's going on there? And I've got a feeling that it's more to do with when the people posted comments, because look, we've got like this 7 hours and 29 minutes. So that kind of makes it feel as though things are happening. Anyway, I'll be, you know, talking about this mod a little bit in more detail in the future. It's new to me, I only heard about it today. So yeah, we'll be coming back to that. Anyway, so this was really what I was talking about here. There doesn't seem to be any particular news that's actually been updated. I mean, there's no articles, none of the images have been produced in the last, you know, okay, maybe this was why, maybe this was, okay, so in this case, I've been just talking rubbish, haven't I? In this case, it's because this image was updated on the 24th, but that's like a week ago, so it still doesn't, whereas, I don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I've got no idea why some of the mods are coming up, that, you know, things have happened soon. This looks good. Going to be following this, talking more about this in the future. All right, so what else? Well, Level Design Academy has been doing some things. Now, Level Design Academy is where Don, aka Unk, teaches me how to map. And we've been videoing those sessions. And we've got, essentially, we've got like 5 sessions up. We've got the first tutoring session, and then my first and second practice session where I practice what he told me. And the first session covers basically installing the applications that you need, setting them up, and making a very, very, very simple first room. But that's all you need to get started. And I do that with my practice sessions. And then the second tutoring session was talking more about, you know, wedges and spikes and just more interesting things to do with brushes. And then I had another practice session. I was hoping to have my fourth practice session yesterday, but with the computer not working, it really didn't work out so well. Anyway, so those are all available on YouTube, and there's like a post for them as well. So you really should check that out. If you're interested in learning how to map, learn with me at the same time. We're really keen on getting people to do the things new with me, so that we kind of got this community of new people who can share experiences and ask the same questions that we ask and answer them if we found them as well. So really want to try and build that up. And the last thing today is called Reverse Design. So let's open this page up. Now, Reverse Design, the Game Design Forum, seems to be like a group of guys or people, or I really don't know if it's just like one person, who writes books, and I mean, I don't mean to be rude when I do this, you know, inverted commas things, in the sense that they're ebooks, they're not like physical books, which is maybe even better. And you can buy them for 99 cents, or you can actually read them online. Now, they're very detailed. Let's go to the Half-Life one. I haven't had a chance to read any more than the brief introduction. And don't think that it's just this one page. It's much more than that. It is not only this long, long, long page. You move on to the next page. Now, I don't know how many pages there are. Okay, so he goes really, or she goes, or they go, into a lot of detail. And I'll be doing a separate video on this book in the near future. I'm going to try and, you know, read all of it carefully. I might just buy, maybe the easiest thing would just be to buy the PDF and then print the PDF and then read things like that, because it's hard for me to read that. So if you're interested in, you know, a detailed analysis of the design, check this out. As I said, I'll hopefully make a video about that, and we can talk about things that we disagree, because I mean, some of it will be opinion, and you know, perhaps it'll be interesting to see what other people think. So there we go. This has been What the Headcrab episode 10. Thank you for watching. Now, if you like the work that I've been doing, please consider supporting me on Patreon. That would be helpful. If not, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm really looking to get to 1,000 subscribers as quickly as possible. I really want to get that done. And I'll be producing a lot more content on YouTube. So if you're a YouTube user, please rate the videos, share the videos, subscribe to the channel so that you get news of everything. And hopefully you enjoy your watching. So remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. Keep playing lots of mods. Level Design Academy, teaching you to take Half-Life to new levels. That's the new tagline, by the way. That's it. I finished for this episode. See you next week. Thanks for watching. See ya.
Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast from runthinkshootlive.com. For more podcasts, including exclusive interviews and roundtable chats, please visit runthinkshootlive.com/listen. Remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. RunThinkShootLive.com lists and reviews single-player maps and mods from the Half-Life series of games.